Hastings College basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Bill Gabers pregame show, brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Hastings College basketball this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. It's the second day of the Roadway Inn Classic presented by Hastings College as the Broncos take on Chadron State here this afternoon. We spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Bill Gabers, and coach, a nice win for you last night, 76-66 over Tabor College out of Kansas. Feelings on the game?
I thought we played pretty well for the most part. You know, Tabor came in at 5-1. Good basketball team, athletic team, a team that can get to the glass, that can get in the paint. I thought our guys did a good job of taking away certain tendencies that they had, and we found a way to get the job done after getting behind early.
Buffall had a great ball game for you. Had 20 points and 8 rebounds. We had Dylan Flynn on the bench. He's going to be lost for the season, and Abu was one of the guys to step up.
Yeah, Abu stepped up. He played probably 11 or 12 more minutes than he normally did. Really took the challenge well. As you said, did a great job getting 20 points, established an inside presence early in the game when we were struggling to shoot the ball from the perimeter. He was able to attack the basket. And then his backup, John DeWard, came in, gave us 10 quality minutes, and you know, Zach Lena, again, was a beast on the boards. He just is so competitive and hard-nosed. Gave us a great lift off the bench.
It just appeared that Abu was just a little bit more aggressive around the basket last night than he has been in the first couple ball games.
Yeah, I think he was calling for the ball. He was demanding the ball. And then when he got it, he made strong moves, got on balance, and just attacked. And when he does that, he's a difficult matchup on the interior.
Tobin Reinwald had 17 against Concordia earlier in the week, had 15 last night. It looks like he's starting to come on now for you.
Tobin's getting his trust back. You know, when you tear an ACL, it takes a while to get back and get a feel and a rhythm for the game. He looks really good now. He's really attacking the basket, and he's a tough matchup. He's about 6'4". He can shoot it from the perimeter, but can also go inside and finish.
Is he back to full strength now?
It's looking more and more like that. Hopefully so, and I think definitely his confidence. I think the big thing is the trust and confidence. It looks like he has that in his game.
Last night, you outscore Tabor from the free throw line 22-7. You also rebounded these guys 37-31. Two big stats in the ballgame last night.
Yeah, you know, before the game, this was a slashing team, a team like the rim. We talked about having to cut off their penetration for a couple reasons. A, not let them get easy baskets inside, but also B, keep them off the free throw line, because if they get deep, they could elevate, they could draw contact, they could get to the foul line. And then our guys on the other end, I thought, did a good job. We attacked inside, we got some transition, we got some drives, and so we got to the free throw line. And like you mentioned, the rebounding battle, we won that. And if you can win that and eliminate transition points, then you've got a good opportunity to win ball games.
You think you were disappointed in last night?
I think our offensive execution can continue to get better. You know, we didn't shoot the ball very well the first half, but again, we executed a lot of areas because we're still up 10 points against a good basketball team. Then the second half, when they went to a zone, I thought our kids did a great job of attacking the zone inside out, and we were able to get some easy baskets. When they tied the game, we got some easy baskets and got back out to a 10-point lead.
Had some problems finishing games here recently. Last night, a little bit better.
Yeah, we did a good job. You know, we knocked down free throws. We took good care of the ball at the end of the ball game. And so that's an area that we'll continue to grow in. I think our guys know that they're finding ways to win regardless of what the situation is. We can win a ball game if we're not shooting the ball well, if we're shooting the ball well. And a lot of that is just effort and attitude and five guys working as one on both ends of the floor.
Okay, it's Chadron State here this afternoon in the second round of the Roadway Inn Classic presented by Hastings College. We'll come back and talk about the Eagles as our pregame show continues after this.
Oh, the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Got your luggage, but got no baggage at all.
Here we go.
Pepsi. Live for now.
Back with Hastings College head coach Bill Gabers. It's Hastings College and Chadron State here this afternoon. Coach, you kind of move up a skosh as we take on an NCAA Division II foe in Chadron State. What do we know about these guys?
You know, Chadron State's 3-1, had a big win against Mines at home. Their one loss was to Kearney on the road. a good basketball team. You know, Zach Bargan, a 6'5 senior, can really shoot. It can really score. We got to be aware where he's at. Smith kid and Lee kid at the point guard, good penetrators. Play a lot of guys, so we got to be ready to match up and communicate when substitutions happen. Again, a team that can score the ball and a team that's going to be aggressive on the glass.
You've got eight guys here that are 6'5 or taller, so maybe a taller basketball team than we're normally used to seeing.
Yeah, that's a great point. They really do have more size all the way around than we've seen up to this point. And, you know, we talk a lot about, you know, rebounding is a matter of making hits, getting a body on somebody. You know, if you're 5'11", 6 foot, and the guy's 6'5", and you make a hit, he's still got to go over to get the rebound. So it'll be a great test for our guys in terms of boxing out.
Some matchup problems for us today?
You know, that's why you got to play team defense. You know, in the post, if somebody goes down the post, you're size disadvantage, you got to get around them, and you got to rely on ball pressure and backside help. Our players do a good job of that, so that shouldn't be an issue for us, but I'm sure that they'll try to exploit some of those situations.
Looks like they're going to be a little taller maybe on the perimeter for us. Could cause us some problems for our guards today?
Yeah, you know, we have to be aware of, for example, Bargan. I mean, he can catch and shoot it and fire it, and he's a 6'5 guard, so we've got to be there on the catch with him. We got to do a good job of cutting off their penetration, and we've got to have attack mode on the offensive end, pushing the ball and getting the ball inside and attacking the basket.
Is that the MO today, get out and run with this group?
Oh, we definitely want to push the ball, and our guys know our first look is to push, see if we can get something early in transition. If we don't, then we need to get ball and player movement and get a good look every time down.
And happy with the half-court offense so far?
I think we can make strides in that area. I think we've done some things well at times, but I think our players know that our best basketball is still ahead of us, and we're just continuing to work on refining the little things and the details.
Again, this is the final non-conference game before we get back to the conference season next week. Anything special you're going to be looking at here today?
No, we just want to continue to do the things that we've done all year long. Number one, we want to be a great communicating team, both ends of the floor, so we're on the same page. Number two, we do not want to give up transition baskets. And number three, we want to win the battle of the glass. And if we do those things, we believe that in the long run, that's going to carry us to a great basketball season.
All right, good luck today.
Thanks, Mike.
That is Bill Gavers, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around, starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next. It's Hastings and Chatham State today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Bill Gavers pregame show, brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Stay tuned. Bronco play-by-play is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a five-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the five-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Hastings College play-by-play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex here this afternoon. Lynn Ferrell Arena as we get set for Hastings College basketball today. here on 1230 KHS. It's the second day of the Roadway Inn Classic presented by Hastings College here this afternoon as the Broncos get set to take on the Eagles out of Chatham State. NCAA Division II school coming in here to take on Hastings today. The Broncos are sitting at 8 wins and 1 loss on the season. The Broncos beating Tabor last night in the first game of the Roadway Inn Classic. They beat him by the score of 76-66. It was a big night for Abu Fall. He scores 20 points and grabs 8 rebounds in that ball game. Hastings actually outshot Tabor College 22-7 from the free throw line. Tobin Reinwald had another solid game for Hastings last night. He scored a total of 15 points in that ball game last night against Tabor. That coupled with a 17-point performance he put together the other night at Concordia. It looks like Tobin Reinwald, after his ACL injury from a year ago, back into the mix here. Tobin has scored 32 points in the last two ball games. Chatham State coming in, a record of 3 wins and 1 loss on the season. They open up the year with a win over Dickinson State University out of North Dakota. Beat them by 13 points, 89-76. Came back to beat Grace University in Omaha by a score of 82-69. Went to South Dakota Mines as they beat them 79-68. That are coming off of a loss to Nebraska Kearney, losing to them by the score of 88-60. So Chatham State, a team that we don't see year in and year out there here for the second day of the Roadway Inn Classic presented by Hastings College this weekend as they get set to take on the Broncos here tonight. A lot more size than we're normally accustomed to. We're going to see in this ball game here today. In fact, the two players that lead them in scoring, both 6'5" seniors, Zach Bargan. He's averaging 14.3 points per ball game and 4.5 rebounds per game. Grant Stone is a 6'5" in senior. He is averaging 12.3 points per ball game and 3.8 rebounds per game. As we talked to the coach just a couple of minutes ago, 8 players on this roster for Chatham State are 6'5" or taller. So a big task for Hastings College here today. The Broncos have won 6 games in a row. Open up the season with a couple of wins over Baker, Kansas, and Bellevue. Then they lost to Benedictine in the Doan College Classic back on November the 8th. And since then, it's been nothing but wins for Hastings, picking up AIB, a win over them in the second day of that Doan College Classic, picking up some conference wins, Northwestern, Doan, Morningside, and Concordia, last night beating Tabor, and then the ball game here today with Chatham State. Tabor College played earlier in the ball game just completed here. They lost to Doan by the score of 77-75. Doan had a big lead in that ball game. Tabor came back, actually tied that ball game in the final minutes of the contest. But Nick Reed hitting a shot off of the baseline to win it for Doan. So the Tigers beat Tabor today by a score of 77-75. One of the game with teams involving the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Northwestern today picks up a win over AIB College of Business out of Des Moines. Final score of 76-59. A lot of the other teams are involved in various classics on this holiday weekend. Other games going on involving the conference today. Central College is playing Dort College. Dakota State, ranked number 18 in the country, playing 8th-ranked Midland today. Chatham State here against Hastings College. Briarcliff is playing at 19th-ranked Bellevue. And Barclay College is playing at Nebraska Wesleyan in the Snyder Classic in Lincoln. Those are all coming up later on today. Hastings College women's basketball team, they're on their way. They're going to be playing at Sterling tonight down in Kansas. That's a 5 o'clock kick, or a 5 o'clock tip-off time down there for the Hastings College women's basketball team. Speaking of kickoffs in football, Morningside in the NAIA National Championship Series today, they picked up a win in the quarterfinals over Baker University by the score of 36-28. So Morningside will move on in the NAIA National Football Championship Series. The Nebraska men's basketball team today picking up a win over Northern Illinois. It wasn't easy at Pinnacle Bank Arena, but the Huskers held on to win. Final score of 63-58. Nebraska now 5-2 on the season. It was Devereaux Biggs leading the way today for the Huskers. He had 18 points. Teron Petaway had 12 points, and Leslie Smith had 13. The Huskers win today over Northern Illinois by the score of 63-58. Hastings College in Chatham here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Member FDIC. For the Eagles of Chatham State, again, they come in here with a mark of 3 wins and 1 loss in the season. This is a team that is averaging 77.5 points per ball game on offense. They give up 74.2 on the defensive end. Your starting lineups will look like this. Josiah Lee is a 6'2" junior out of Colorado Springs, Colorado. Lee is averaging 8.8 points and 2.8 rebounds per game. Zach Bargan is a 6'5" senior out of Chadron. Bargan is averaging 14.3 points and 4.5 rebounds per game. David Downey is a 6'3" senior from Scotts Bluff. Downey on the season is averaging 2 points and 1 rebound per game. Kendrick Holloman is a 6'3" junior from Spanish Fort, Alabama. Holloman is averaging 9.5 points and 5.5 rebounds per game. And the other starter for Chadron State is going to be Nate Boykin. Boykin comes in here at 6'7" and a junior out of Los Angeles. He is averaging 4 points and 3.5 rebounds per game. Chadron State hitting 42% of their field goal tries so far this year, 29% from three-point territory, 67% from the free throw line. They out-rebound their opposition 39-37. Chadron State averages 17 turnovers per ball game. They force 18 on the defensive end. For Hastings College, it didn't go this way. It's going to be Jake Hamburger, a 6'2" senior out of Hastings St. Cecilia. Hamburger averaging 10 points, 2 rebounds per game. Brent Wells, a 6'4" junior out of Elba, Nebraska, averaging 5.6 points and 4.2 rebounds per game. Randy Lohman, a 6'2" senior out of Norfolk, averaging 18.9 points and 5.2 rebounds per game. Akeem Morissot, 5'11", a senior from Delray Beach, Florida, the transfer from Nebraska Kearney. Morrison averaging 5.6 points and 2.8 rebounds per game. And Abu Fall is the other starter, 6'7", a senior from Dacre Synagogue. Fool is averaging 8.1 points and 5.9 rebounds per ball game. Hastings hitting 48% from the field this year, 32% from three-point territory, 72% from the free throw line. The starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank. Now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC. Ball is in the air. The tap goes out of bounds on the far sideline at Hastings College. Will get to play things in. Broncos dressed in their white uniforms here this afternoon, their crimson trim. Chadron State looking good. They're in their crimson uniforms, trimmed and lettered in white. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our left. Here's Lohman inside the free throw circle. Shot is up and in. Brady Lohman, a leading scorer on the team, hit for 17 points in the ball game last night over Tabor. Lohman averaging 18.9 points per ball game. Gets the Broncos out on top by a score of 2-0. Chadron State coming back the other way, driving for the hole. It's going to be Barkin. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Fall. Abu Fall gets it away to Jake Hamburger. Hamburger long pass ahead to get it down on the baseline to Wells. Back out to Abu. He fakes, now spins right side of the lane. Goes for the hole and shot no good. Ball being swatted around. We got a foul called. So Abu Fall a lot more aggressive last night in the ball game against Tabor. He came up with 20 points in the ball game. A personal foul called here as Abu is going to be hit with a personal foul after missing his first shot from the field. 2-0 is the score. Hastings College with a lead over Chadron State here. Men's College basketball action from the Roadway Inn Classic presented by Hastings College this weekend. Zach Bargan has got the ball. Hands it away out here to Holloman. Out here in three-point range. Now to Josiah Lee. Top of the key. That's going to be Boykin with the ball. Bounce pass goes down low. Holloman has got it. Works. His shot is going to be partially deflected. The ball tipped around. Holloman picks it back up. Holloman drives it down to the baseline. Throws it in the corner. Goes out of bounds. A turnover on Chadron. Chadron State turns it away. They try to get it down in the corner again to Zach Barkin. He wasn't looking for it. He goes out of bounds. Chadron State turns it over. Hastings College will come back the other way. We play just over a minute here. Men's College basketball action. Hastings with a 2-0 lead over Chadron State. Here's Jake Hamburger with the ball. Hamburger now to Brent Wells, top of the key. Near his sideline to get it to Akeem Morissot. Now to Hamburger, 25 feet away from the basket. Right side to Brent Wells, gives it away to Woolman. Woolman out here in three-point territory. There's a Boo Fall inside the free throw circle. Now he retreats out here. Gives the ball away to Hamburger. Now to Woolman. Over on the right side, a three-pointer thrown up there. It's going to be short, no good. Ball picked up on a hop here by Nate Boykin. Boykin gets into the hands of Josiah Lee as he heads into the forecourt now for Chadron State. Lee is picked up by Akeem Morissot for Hastings College. There's a pass across the top down to Bargan. He's guarded by Wells. The ball poked away. It comes to the 10-second line. The ball is into the backcourt. It is picked up here by Bargan, and he throws the ball out of bounds. Bargan on his back there, wrestled the ball away. He threw it to the far sideline, and they throw it out of bounds. So Hastings College will come back the other direction, and now Shadron State wants to call a quick timeout as the Broncos are out here on defense, causing all kinds of problems for Shadron State so far. 18:07 to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings College 2, Shadron State nothing.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings College 2, Shadron State nothing. Broncos have the ball. Akeem Morrison has got it. Morrison gets it to Jake Hamburger, down to the near sideline to Wells. Bounce pass comes back out to Woolman. It's a man-to-man defense here for Shadron State. Inside to Wells, spins, fadeaway jumpers up there at the end. Brent Wells left side of the lane. He scores, and the Broncos have a 4-0 lead over Shadron State. There comes Josiah Lee back with the ball now for the Eagles. Stops out here in three-point territory. Swings it left side to Bargan. The ball is going to be poked away here by Wells. Bargan picks it up out near the 10-second line. Zach Bargan gets it into the hands now of Josiah Lee as he calls out the play here. Again, 15 seconds left in the shot clock. Josiah Lee moves it down the right side of the lane, tries to dish it away, and we got a traveling violation. Lee trying to take it over there to a Nate Boykin. Is whistled for the traveling violation coming down the right side of the lane. That's the third turnover on Shadron State here in the ball game. 4-0 is the score. Hastings out on top. And the Broncos have the ball coming back the other direction. Here's Morrison as he hustles into the forecourt. Morrison gets it over here to a Brady Woolman around the screen. Woolman is open, takes a three-pointer. It's off the back iron, no good. Rebound being swatted around. High in the air, Wells grabs it. Brent Wells right in front of the scorer's table. Keeps it alive for the Broncos. Now to Hamburger. There's Woolman as he drives inside, and a foul is going to be called here on Josiah Lee. Lee picks up his first personal foul. This is the first team foul on Shadron State here in the ballgame. Hastings will play things in off of the far sideline. 3 minutes into the ballgame, Hastings College out on top of Shadron State. 4-0 is the score. It's the second day of the Roadway Inn Classic presented by Hastings College. Here's Lohman driving for the hole. He's going to be hammered in there. A foul is going to be called. Lohman trying to take the ball to the rack, and he is hammered inside. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Kendrick Holloman. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number two on the Eagles. And now Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. It's going to be Lohman triggering it in. He gets it into Wells. Kicks it out here to Hamburger on the near sideline. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here into three-point territory. Hamburger now to Akeem Morrison on the right sideline. He drives the ball against Lee. Out of the hole. Bounce pass down here in the corner to Lohman. Back outside to Hamburger. Hamburger drives it toward the goal. Has the basketball stripped away and a foul called. Hamburger around the screen. Took it right down to the hole there. And he gets fouled into play by David Downey. Downey picks up his first personal foul. Third team foul. Called in Shadron State. This will be a shooting situation as Jake Hamburger will go to the free throw line now for the Broncos. Hamburger is 70% foul shooter in the year. 19 out of 27. His free throw is up there and in. Hamburger scored just 2 points last night in the ball game against Tabor. Averaging 10.6 points per ball game. Hamburger puts up the next shot. It's up there and in. So Hamburger hits a pair of free throws and Hastings has got the lead over Shadron State. It is 6-0. Shadron's still looking for their first points here in the ballgame. We've played about 3.5 minutes here in this one. Here's David Downey with the ball. Downey comes out here in the three-point territory to Boykin. Boykin now comes to the near sideline to Bargan. His three-pointer is put up there and in. Zach Bargan scores on a three. And it comes at the 16-21 mark of this first half. So just over 3.5 minutes without scoring. But Bargan hits a three-pointer for Shadron State. Here's a boo fall going for the hole. And it's going to be a charging foul and fall. Abu runs over Zach Bargan. So Abu Fall picks up his second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number two on the Broncos. And coming in is going to be John DeWard, now the sophomore. Now remember, Hastings is playing without Dylan Flynn, who is out for the rest of the season because of that injured Achilles tendon he suffered on Tuesday night in Seward. So Hastings going with Abu Fall in there, as well as the sophomore John DeWard. Now Fall has got a couple of personal fouls early, and now John DeWard, the sophomore, 6'6" out of Utica, Nebraska, is into the ball game for Hastings College. 6-3 is the score. Hastings has got the lead, but Shadron State has got the ball. Here's Grant Stone, who's into the ball game for the first time.
comes out here to Bargan. Now to Stone for three. Shot is up there good. Grant Stone, a 46% three-point shooter. Kansas first shot, and Shadron comes back. Is in a couple of trays now. They have tied the score up at 6 points apiece with Hastings. Here's a Brady Woman with the ball on the far sideline. Now to Jake Hamburger. Hamburger has got it out here in 3 point territory. Now to John DeWard. His long-range jumper is going to be short, no good. Rebound comes down to Nate Boykin. Boykin hands it away to Josiah Lee. And here come the Broncos back in the offensive zone. Lee drives it. Dishes down in the corner. Shot by Stone. No good. Rebound to Keem Morrison for Hastings. Morrison right-handed dribble into the forecourt. The Woman drives the ball to the hole. Puts it up there. Shot from 5 feet away. Good. Brady Woman scores. He's got 4 points in the ball game. Hastings reclaims the lead. 8-6 is the score. Shadron State back with the ball. Here's a Josiah Lee. Bounce pass goes to Holloman. On the left side, a pass down in the corner is going to be tipped by Hamburger and taken down by Jake. Jake gets the ball ahead. Now the Woman is shot. It's up there. Good. He's following the play. Shadron State turns them all over. Jake Hamburger leads it there as he got the ball ahead to Brady Woman, who scores, and he is fouled in the play. Woman now has 6 points in the basketball game. The foul is going to be called on Josiah Lee. That's going to be his second personal foul. Team foul number four on the Eagles. Into the ball game now, Tobin Reinwald also in there. Carson Bloom and Zach Lena checks in. Coming in for Shadron State, we're going to have Justin Anderson. He checks in there. Brady Woolman to the free throw line for the Broncos. The shot is up there and in. So Brady off to a great start tonight. He's got 7 points. Had 17 last night. 11-6 is the score now. Hastings with a 5-point lead over the Eagles of Shadron State. Zach Bargan with the ball. Tries to drive it. Gives it up now to Anderson. Kicks it back out here to Bargan for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be short. No good. Rebound Lena. Outlet pass to the far sideline to Woolman. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Woolman goes to the right sideline. There's Carson Bloom. Drives it to the elbow. Left side of the lane. Gives it up now to Zach Lena. Drives it down to the baseline. Double team there. Lena down to Carson Bloom. Carson inside the free throw circle. Back out to Woolman. Woolman holds the ball. Is going to try to drive it. Can't do it. Woolman. Bounce pass. Left side. Tobin Reinwald drives it down to the baseline. His man falls down. Can't come up with a shot though. Back out. Side of the ring, that's going to be Carson Bloom. He drives into the traveling violation. Hastings worked the ball well against the Shadron State defense, but Carson Bloom is whistled for the traveling violation. First turnover on Hastings. 14-16 remaining here in the first half. Hastings College 11, Shadron State 6. Shadron comes back with the ball. Justin Anderson has got it down to Bargan. Bargan, the left sideline to Chris Taylor, is into the ball game to Grant Stone. Stone drives the ball down the left side of the lane, kicks it down in the corner to Bargan for three. Shot good. Zach Bargan hits his second three-pointer of the ball game. He's averaging 14.3 points per ball game. He's got two trays here in this contest for 6 points. 11-9 is the score. Hastings still with a two-point lead. Here's Tobin Reinwald out to Bloom. Fakes the three. Drives the ball now. Takes it down to the baseline. His shot is up there. It's no good. Battle for the rebound. It's loose on the baseline. It's picked up by Shadron State, and the foul is going to be called. Carson Bloom picks up the foul for Hastings. That's going to be his first team foul, number four on the Broncos. Anderson came down with the ball for Shadron State. Carson trying to jam it loose there. Gets hit with a personal foul. 11-9 is the score, so Shadron State can grab their first lead of the ball game with a three-point field goal here. As they will play things in here in backcourt, Hastings will attack right at the 10-second line with Bloom and also Zach Lena. Justin Anderson brings it into the offensive zone here for Shadron State. Goes to Grant Stone. Now to Anderson again. Anderson bounce pass comes over here to Evan Brooks, who's into the ball game. There's a feed inside. A shot is up and in. That's going to be Brandon Pettinger into the ball game, and he scores. Now Shadron has come back to tie things up at 11 points apiece with 13-15 remaining here in the first half from Lynn Farrell Arena. Tobin Reinwald with the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Lobs it right side of the lane. That's Lena. Goes for the hole. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound, and Grant Stone grabs it for Shadron. Eagles can grab the lead here. With a field goal, running back the other way is Justin Anderson. Moves it down in the corner. That's Evan Brooks. Back out to Anderson to Stone. Shot for three. Good. Grant Stone nails his second three-pointer. Shadron has got the lead for the first time today. 14-11 with 12 minutes and 47 seconds to play. Here in the first half from Lynn Farrell Arena. Carson Bloom bounce pass to Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald works, and now we got a whistle and a foul is going to be called. Tobin Reinwald is fouled into play here by Evan Brooks. That's the first foul on Evan Brooks. That's going to be team foul number five of the Eagles. Shadron State has got a three-point lead over Hastings in men's college basketball. It's 14-11. We're going to the free throw line will be Tobin Reinwald, now averaging 7 points per ball game. Reinwald's shot is up there. It's going to be good. Tobin scored 15 points in the ball game last night over Tabor College. He scored 17 on Tuesday in the ball game against Concordia. Tobin Reinwald trying to get back in his freshman form that he had before he injured his knee last year. There's a shot from the free throw line. It's going to be up and in. So Tobin Reinwald hits a couple of free throws. Hastings back to within 1 point here at 14-13. Justin Anderson with the ball here for Shadron State, trying to drive it. He stops. Kicks it out here in the corner. It's going to be Evan Brooks, who brings it high on the block. Cuts for the hole. Can't put up a shot. Now to Anderson. Back outside to Grant Stone. He drives. He falls down with the ball. And the Broncos will tie him up left side of the lane. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of Shadron, so the Eagles will maintain control. Here comes Abu Fall back into the ball game now for Hastings College, replacing the youngster and John DeWard, who comes to the bench. So Abu Fall will play with a couple of personal fouls. Shadron State will try to play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. With the 12-18 mark in the first half, Grant Stone will play things in. They get it to Chris Taylor, who lobs it down low. It's going to be intercepted. Nobody home. It's intercepted there by Zach Lena, who gets it into the hands of Akeem Morrison. Five turnovers now in Shadron State here in the ball game. Hastings with the ball. Keem has got it here on the near sideline. Bounce pass comes out here to Zach Lena. Lena dribbling with the ball. Has it poked away. The scramble's on here on the near sideline. It's still loose. It finally goes out of bounds. That's going to be Shadron's ball. Last touchdown here by Lena. Down there scrambling was Chris Taylor for Shadron State. So they give the ball here to Shadron as the Eagles will play things in here on the near sideline. Just by the 12-minute mark here in the first half. Hastings trailing Shadron State here this afternoon by a score of 14-13. This is the second day of the Roadway Inn Classic presented by Hastings College. Shadron comes back with the ball. Here's Brooks on the baseline. His shot no good. Tap try no good. Final for the rebound. It's still loose. Coming down with it is Brooks, and his shot is up and in. Evan Brooks picks up the trash in the lane and scores there. That's his first field goal of the ball game. Shadron has got a 3-point lead. 16-13. Again, the ball is going to be deflected into the backcourt. The scramble is on. It's going to be picked up by Shadron State. Turnover on Hastings, and a driving layup is Evan Brooks. His shot good. Hastings has turned the ball over twice now. It's 18-13. Shadron has got a 5-point lead. And now we have got an injury coming to the sideline. It's going to be Justin Anderson. Justin Anderson is going to have to seek some medical attention here as Josiah Lee is going to come back in for Shadron. Wells is going to come in for Hastings. Hamburger will come in. 11-18 to play here in the first half. Hastings College trailing Shadron State by the score of 18-13. As Hamburger will play things into Akeem Morrison, picked up out here by Josiah Lee. Hastings with 25 on the shot clock. Here's Hamburger. His jumper off of the baseline is going to be no good, but a foul is called from behind. That's going to go on Chris Taylor. That's going to be his first. Taylor picks up the foul. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Eagles. And going to the free throw line again for the Broncos will be Jake Hamburger, the former St. Cecilia Blue Hawk, as Hamburger has canned a couple of free throws in this ball game so far for his only points in the ball game. His shot is up there. It's good. Hamburger will get one more. Here comes Lohman back in. Carson Bloom will come to the bench. 18-14. Shadron State with the lead here in men's college basketball as Jake Hamburger, a 70% foul shooter, returns to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It is good. Hamburger has now got 4, and the Eagles' lead is now 3 points at 18-15. Shadron State comes back with the ball. Josiah Lee has got it out here. Josiah Lee goes over to Chris Taylor. Moves it down in the corner to Grant Stone. In the corner again to Chris Taylor. Cross-court pass the opposite way. Evan Brooks for 3. His shot is up there, no good. Tap trying, no good. Battle for the rebound. Recovered, and his shot up and in. Grant Stone. Grant Stone now with 8 points in the ballgame. It's 20-15. Matches the biggest lead of the ballgame for Shadron State at 5 points. Hastings is led by as many as 6. There's a Brady Woolman with the ball. Lohman comes out here to Hamburger, fakes to 3, comes back down in the corner to Lohman for 3. Shot good. He buries it from the corner. Brady Lohman now with 9 points in the ball game, and Hastings back to within 2 points. 20-18. Now the ball deflected out of bounds by Lohman at the other end. Brady Lohman is just all over the place. Offensively, defensively, getting the job done here for head coach Bill Gabers as he deflects the ball out of bounds on the far sideline. Shadron State will play things in. Zach Bargan will trigger things in for the Eagles. Again, Shadron coming in here with a mark of 3 wins and 1 loss. Hastings College 8-1. Downey has got the ball. David Downey is back into the ball game. Goes back out to Josiah Lee, picked up by Akeem Borsas. Josiah, bounce pass down on the baseline to Downey. He drives it, comes in the opposite corner to Bargan. His entry pass is going to be deflected away. The scramble is on, and it's picked up by Abu Fall. Turnover number 6 on Chadron State. Ball gets the ball away, now to Hamburger. His pass deflected away by Chadron State's Josiah Lee, picked up by Morissant. Out on top again to Hamburger. Hamburger sends it over to Wells. Bounce pass down low to Abu. He puts it up there, and he's going to be tied up. Jump ball is going to be called. A jump ball is going to be called. The other official on the far sideline, I think, whistled a personal foul, but the official underneath the basket says it's a jump ball. And it looks like the jump ball is going to stand. Hastings will get it on the alternating jump. Broncos will inbound baseline left side underneath their own basket. 18 seconds left on the shot clock as Hastings will play things in. The Hamburger on the right sideline puts it on the floor, dribbles to the elbow, tries to drive it, now spins to the free throw line, puts it up there and hits the shot. Nice shot there by Jake Hamburger. His first field goal of the ball game. He's got 6 points. Hastings has come back to tie things up at 20 points apiece here. Here's Bargan for three. His shot is up there. That one rattles off, no good. Hamburger grabs the rebound. Hamburger back on the dribble the other way. Bounce pass goes left side of the lane. They get it to Wells, dribbles into the paint, stops there. Bounce pass to Abu Fall. He spins, puts it up there. His shot's going to be too strong, no good. Rebound comes down to Nate Boykin. Boykin gives it away to Josiah Lee. Josiah Lee at the top of the key, not a bargain. He drives the ball. His running one-hander is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. Jake Hamburger has got the ball for Hastings College. Across the 10-second line, pulls up, shoots a shot from the top of the key. It's going to be no good. Abu Fall had the rebound. He lost it. Picked up by Josiah Lee. Lee has got it for Chadron State now. Just under the 9-minute mark here in the first half. Josiah Lee all the way to the bucket. And his shot's going to be blocked down by Fall. Ball is recovered here by Hamburger down the right sideline. There's a key Moore shot. Near sideline out. A woman for a three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And their battle for the rebound again is brought down this time by Nate Boykin of Chadron State. Boykin gets the ball to a Josiah Lee. And now the Eagles will slow things up here as they walk the ball across the 10-second line. The pace has been pretty rugged here in the first couple of minutes of the ball game. There's a traveling violation now on Josiah Lee. That's the 7th turnover on Chadron State. Here comes Lena into the ball game now for Jake Hamburger. Checking in for Chadron is going to be a Brandon Pettinger. Pettinger returns the Chadron lineup. Pettinger is 6'8" and sophomore out of Banning, California. We're tied up at 20 points apiece here in this one. As we approach the 8-minute mark here in the first half, there's Lohman off of the baseline. His jumper is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Bargan. Zach Bargan bounce pass to Josiah Lee. And here come the Eagles back into the offensive scoring zone. Josiah Lee gets the ball to Zach Bargan. He drives it against Wells. He's on the far sideline. There's a jump pass down in the right corner with the ball. There is going to be Holloman. He tries to drive. The ball is poked loose. Picked up by David Downey out here in 3-point territory. Downey now to a Josiah Lee. He drives the ball. Comes back out to Downey, top of the key. Fakes the three. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Bounce pass to Pettinger. The shot is up and in. Brandon Pettinger scoring there. That's going to be his second field goal of the ball game. Chadron goes out to a 2-point lead, 22-20. Hastings with the ball into the forecourt now. Tobin Reinwald to Akeem Morissant. Tobin has got it. Brent Wells, near sideline to Lohman. Nice pass underneath. Reinwald shakes loose, and the shot is up and in. Lohman gets the assist. Tobin Reinwald got loose in the baseline, receives the pass, and scores easily. Reinwald now with 4 points in the ball game. We are tied up at 22 points apiece here in the first half. Zach Bargan angling from the left wing. Gives it now to Josiah Lee. Now we got a traveling violation on Chadron State. 8th turnover on Chadron here in the ball game. Here comes Carson Bloom into the ball game now as Lohman will come to the bench. 7 minutes to play here in the first half. It's Hastings 22, Chadron State 22. Broncos return to the conference next Saturday. Big ball game here against Briar Cliff. Game times will be at 2 and 4 o'clock next Saturday on the air with a pregame show at 1:45 here on 1230 KHIS. Akeem Morissant with the ball. Tobin Reinwald, cross-court pass to Bloom. Now down to Wells, brings it back here to Reinwald, drives the baseline. His hanger is up there, it's good. Tobin Reinwald scoring there. He's got 6 points in the ball game. Here's a steal now in backcourt by Morissant. 9th turnover on Chadron State here in the ball game. Morissant goes down low, and Hassan's up and in. Zach Lena grabs the ball and scores. Hastings now back to a 4-point lead. 26-22 is the score, and the steal there by Akeem Morissant. Here's Bargan. He's going to drive it against Wells. Contact made, and a foul is going to be called on Wells. That's going to be his first foul. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Broncos. So a short breather. Woolman is back in there. Here comes Morissant to the bench. Coming in now is a Christopher Smith for Shadron State. And going out is going to be Josiah Lee. Also checking in is going to be Evan Brooks for the Eagles. And coming to the bench will be Zach Bargan. Shadron will play a bunch of folks here. Probably 12 expected here in this ball game today. 26-22 is the score. Hastings with a 4-point lead. Shadron with the ball. Here's Holloman down in the corner. A long range three is put up there by Brooks. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot up there. Spins off of there. No good by Pettinger. And the rebound comes down to Wells. Shadron had a couple of cracks at the basket there and could not convert. Hastings back with the ball at the 6-minute mark here in the first half. 26-22. Broncos leading by 4 points. Here's Wells down in the corner. Wells out to Woolman. Across the top to Reinwald. Now to Bloom for three. His shot is up there. No good. The ball tapped out here by Wells. Woolman grabs it. Hastings gets the fresh shot clock. Woolman gives the ball away to Carson Bloom. About 35 feet away from the basket. Carson bounce pass down low to Lena. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but he's fouled in the play. Zach Lena will go to the free throw line now for Hastings as he is hammered in the arm. The foul is going to go on Evan Brooks. That's going to be his second foul. So two fouls now on Brooks. That's going to be team foul number 7. Called in Shadron State. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Lena. 66% from the free throw line this year. 26 out of 39. Averaging 8 points per ball game. Lena's shot is up there. It's going to be good. Hastings is a team hitting 72% of their foul shots so far this year. 48% from the field and 32% from three-point territory. Wells comes out for Hastings now, and Abu Fall is back in there. Leading second free throw is going to be no good, short. The rebound comes down to Pettinger. Down to Christopher Smith into the forecourt. Matched up there with Carson Bloom out here in three-point territory. Down in the left corner, that's a Holloman with the ball. Gets away, goes for the hole. His shot is up there and in. Kendrick Holloman scores. Holloman's first field goal of the ball game, 27-24. Hastings with a 3-point lead here over Shadron State. Ready Woolman with the ball behind a Abu Fall screen. Now to give it away to Abu. It's out here in 3-point territory. Abu, bounce pass, goes down in the corner. That's Tobin Reinwald. He spins. Tobin has still got the ball. Works himself into the lane. His shot is up there and in. Tobin Reinwald scores. He's got 8 points in the ball game. Hastings with a 5-point lead again. 29-24, the 450 mark here in the first half. Here's a Christopher Smith to the ball. Christopher Smith now to Brooks. Back outside to Stone for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball is being swatted around and a foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Reinwald. Reinwald is hit with a rebounding foul. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Broncos. Hamburger is back in here for Hastings. Reinwald will have to come to the bench. He's got some blood coming from maybe his nose as he's going to have to receive some medical attention. Holloman with the ball. He goes to the rack. His shot is up there. It's no good. Lena grabs the rebound for Hastings. Zach has got an outlet pass. Comes to the near sideline. The Hamburger not a Woolman. He drives his shot. It's good, but it won't count. A traveling violation. Woolman is hit with a traveling violation on the break there. Third turnover on the Broncos. 29-24. Hastings with a 5-point lead. Shadron State and Hastings matched up here in the second day of the Roadway Inn Classic presented by Hastings College here this weekend. Christopher Smith has got the ball. Now to Grant Stone. Grant Snow. Now to Holloman. His bounce pass down low is going to be lost out of bounds off of Pettinger's hands. And that's going to be the 10th turnover on Shadron State. Morrison comes into the ball game now for Hastings. Carson Bloom will come to the bench. 4:17 to play. Here in the first half, 29-24, Broncos have the lead. Morrison has got it here in the backcourt as he works against Christopher Smith. Morrison moves it on the dribble to the right side of the floor. Now to Woolman. Woolman hangs on to it. Now to Abu here at the top of the key. Swings it left side to Hamburger. Now down low. That's Lena. Puts a man in the air. Goes up for the shot. It hits the other side of the glass. It's picked up here by Hamburger. Now to Morrison. Far sideline. A shot for three. Good. Akeem Morrison. It's his first field goal of the ball game, a three-pointer from the deep right corner. And the Broncos now have an 8-point lead. It is 32-24 here. Sadrin State back with the ball and a traveling violation down in the corner with the happy feet down there was Kendrick Holloman. 11 turnovers on Sadrin. Here comes Wells back into the ball game for Hastings. Abu Fall is going to come to the bench. Checking back in for Sadrin is going to be Chris Taylor. So Hastings has worked themselves out to an 8-point lead here with 3 minutes and 38 seconds to play. In the first half, it's Hastings 32 and Sadrin State 24. Broncos have a chance to add to the lead right here. Brady Lohman brings the ball up against Chris Taylor. Lohman across the 10-second line here for Hastings as the Broncos will set up offensively. Lohman dribbling with the ball now to the right sideline. That's Wells with it. Now to Akeem Morissette. Man-to-man defense here for Sadrin State. Morissette gives it away now to Jake Hamburger. Comes across the top to Morissette. Now back to Jake on the right side. Drives it to the hole. The shot's going to be blocked down. Ball is loose and it's going to be recovered here by Sadrin State. That's Evan Brooks with the ball. Right-handed dribble down the near sideline. Gets it ahead to Chris Taylor. Taylor sets up down in the corner. Taylor comes back out to Brooks. Goes to the far sideline to Smith. He drives the ball against Hamburger. Kicks it down in the corner. That's going to be Grant Stone as he drives. His scoop shot is up there and in. Grant Stone going to the hole. Scores there on a little scoop shot. He's got 10 points in the ball game. 32-26. Hastings with a 6-point lead. Morissette with the ball now. Gets it to Jake Hamburger. Around the Morissette screen. There's a pass that's going to be deflected. It was picked up by Lohman on the right sideline. Out of Wells. We're down to 19 seconds on the shot clock. Wells to Lohman. Out here in 3-point territory. Lohman sends it to the far sideline to Zach Lena. Lena down to Jake Hamburger. Top of the circle. Hamburger looks. Gets the ball to Zach Lena. Moves the ball down on the baseline. Goes up for the shot. We got a jump ball called. Lena is tied up on the play down there by Grant Stone of Sadrin State. Alternating possession rule will give the ball to Sadrin. Into the ball game for the Eagles now will be Zach Bargan. Bargan comes in. Evan Brooks will come to the bench. 2:21 to play here in the first half in Lynn Farrell Arena this afternoon. Hastings out on top of NCAA Division II. Sadrin State 32-26. Here's Josiah Lee with the ball now for Sadrin. Dribbles in the free throw line and then throws the ball into the Bronco bench here on the near sideline. Trying to get it to Grant Stone, and they throw it into the Bronco bench. 12 turnovers now in Sadrin State in the ball game. Hastings will play things in. Ryan Wald back into the ball game. They'll play it in. Ryan Wald gets it into Akeem Morissette into the forecourt now. To Brent Wells, to Brady Lohman on the right sideline. Bounce pass goes to Wells. Nice pass back to Tobin. Ryan Wald going for the basket, and his shot is up and in. Tobin Reinwald now with 10 points in the ballgame. Hastings has built an 8-point lead now. It is 34-26. Bargan has got it. Comes on the near sideline. Stone for three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Lena. Zach Lena with the ball now to Akeem Morissette. Morissette down the right sideline to Tobin Reinwald. Cuts for the hole. Spins in the lane. Puts up a shot up there. It's going to be off of the back iron. No good. The ball lost out of bounds. And Hastings will play things in. Last touchdown there by Chris Taylor of Sadrin State. So it'll be Hastings playing it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Broncos have the lead, 34-26. Ryan Wald will inbound the ball. He gets it to Morissette. He drives it to the hole. Is that baby just open up? A shot no good. Tip try no good. Rebound is still loose. Finally recovered here by Bargan, and a foul is called. A personal foul is called on Morissette of Hastings. That's going to be his first. Akeem Morissette missed a driving layup there. The defense just opened up. And Morissette took it right to the hole, but he misses. A golden opportunity there to add to the lead. Sadrin State has got the ball now. Under 90 seconds to go here in the first half. Grant Stone with it. Back outside. Driving with the ball is Chris Taylor. Gives it away to Bargan. He drives it to the right. Shot's going to be blocked down by Lena. And the ball is recovered here by Woolman. Down the right sideline to Brent Wells. Wells gets it ahead to Tobin for three from the corner. Shot good. Tobin Reinwald hits a three-pointer. The Broncos have an 11-point lead. 37-26. Hastings out on top. Here's Bargan. Out of Josiah Lee. Comes to the near sideline. They get it to Chris Taylor back inside. That's going to be Josiah Lee, and he's going to be hammered on the play. A foul is called here. It's going to go on Reinwald. So Hastings out to an 11-point lead. It is 37-26 on the three-pointer by Tobin Reinwald from the corner. We're down to 52 seconds to play here in the first half from Lynn Farrell Arena. Going to the free throw line will be Josiah Lee for Sadrin State. He's hitting 47% of his free throws so far this year. He has 9 out of 19. As he will toe the mark here, that's the 17th foul called in Hastings. But a two-shot foul here as Josiah Lee was in the act of shooting. His first one is going to be good. Hastings now with a 10-point lead, 37-27. Men's college basketball action here tonight as Josiah Lee will toe the mark for his second shot. Junior from Colorado Springs, Colorado. His shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Reinwald. Reinwald to the far sideline to Akeem Morrison. Hustles in. Gives it to Woolman. He drives it to the hole. His shot is up there. It spins out there. No good. Rebound comes down to Stone. Grant Stone now for Shadron State to Chris Taylor. Taylor now to Josiah Lee as he brings it into the fourth quarter with 35 seconds remaining. Morrison right in his face defensively. Here's Josiah Lee. Lee stops at the elbow. Has to get rid of it. Now he does out here in three-point territory to Chris Taylor. Taylor looks at the shot clock. 17 seconds remaining there. Taylor drives the ball. Now we got a traveling violation. Chris Taylor trying to drive the ball against Brady Lohman is in with a traveling violation. 13 turnovers on Shadron State. Hastings will have the final crack at things here in this first half. We're down to 19.9 seconds remaining. In the first half, Hastings with a 10-point lead, 37-27. Kendrick Holloman comes into the ball game now for Shadron. Going out is going to be Grant Stone. So Hastings will play things in right in front of the bench here on the near sideline. Reinwald gets it into Morrison. He'll bring things up against Christopher Smith. Morrison dribbles behind his back, gets it into the offensive zone. Still with 13 seconds left. Akeem Morrison dribbles with it here. Morrison looking, finally gets it over on the right wing. That's Woolman with the ball. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Woolman throws up an off-balance three. His shot's going to be no good. And we're going to have a foul here right at the zero mark. Hold on here. Teams are heading to the locker room, so we're going to have a personal foul called here. And that's going to be the end of the first half. So evidently, no foul was called there at the end of the first half, and we have reached halftime here this afternoon in our men's college basketball game. Hastings College has got the lead over Shadron State. Hastings College 37, Shadron State 27. You're listening to Bronco Basketball today on 1230 KHAS.
Is your once upon a time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Basketball for you here this afternoon on 1230 KHIS. Day number two of the Roadway Inn Classic presented by Hastings College, and the Broncos have the lead over Shadron State at halftime. The score, Hastings 37, Shadron State 27. The halftime show today is brought to you by Valentino's. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryouts. Walk in, drive up, take Valentino's with you for the office, for the party, for your family meal. It's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings are located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. So Hastings College got out to a 6-0 lead here in the ball game here today. Shadron State came back to tie things up at 6 points apiece. We are tied up at 11, with 13-15 remaining in the first half. Then Shadron State got onto a 18-13 lead for their base lead of the ball game. Hastings came back to tie things up at 20. They're tied up at 22 points apiece. Hastings then going on a 10-2 run to lead 32-24 with 3:38 remaining in the first half. And the Broncos have a 10-point advantage here at halftime. The score is 37-27. Scoring in the first half, Hastings being led by Tobin Reinwald. Off the bench to score 13 points for Hastings in that first half. Tobin hit 1 3-pointer in the ball game. He was 5-for-6 in the field. And Tobin also hitting a couple of free throws. So Tobin Reinwald off to a great start. Scored 15 last night against Tabor. He's got 13 in the first half here today for the Broncos. Also in double figures at halftime is a Brady Lohman. He's hit 1 3-pointer. And he has got 3 2-point field goals, and he has 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. He has got 10 points. So Tobin Reinwald has got 13. Brady Lohman has got 10 points. Other scores for Hastings, Jake Hamburger. He has got 6 points. Hamburger has got a field goal, and he is 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. Akeem Morrison has hit a 3-pointer for 3. Zach Lena has got a field goal, and he is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. He's got 3 points. And Brent Wells, he has knocked down a field goal for 2. So Hastings out on top, 37-27 here at halftime. Grant Stone is leading the way for Shadron State. Stone has got 10 points in the ball game. Stone has got a couple of 3-pointers in the ball game, a couple of 2-point field goals, so he's got 10 points at halftime. Zach Bargan, he has got 6 on 2 threes. Evan Brooks, he has got a couple of field goals for 4 points. Brandon Pippinger, he has got a couple of field goals for 4 points. And Kendrick Holloman, he has got a field goal for 2. Hastings with a lead here at halftime. The score is 37-27. Checking the shooting numbers in the first half. Shadron State is hitting 11 out of 25 from the field for 44%. Hastings is connecting on 13 of 29 field goals for 44%. Shadron, 4 out of 11 from 3-point territory for 36%. Hastings, 3 out of 9 from 3-point territory and 33%. Free throws, Shadron just 1 out of 2 from the free throw line in the first half for 50%. Hastings College is 8 out of 9 from the charity stripe for 88%. The rebounds, Shadron State has got 15. Hastings has got 16 rebounds. Shadron has got 3 offensive rebounds and 12 on defense. Hastings has got 4 offensive rebounds and 12 on defense. The turnovers, Hastings with 7 turnovers here in the first half of play. Shadron State, they have got 13 turnovers against the Bronco D. Hastings with 2 block shots and 5 steals in the ball game thus far. Shadron State with no block shots and 2 steals. The leading rebounder for Shadron State in the first half was Nate Boykin. He has got 5 rebounds. And the leading rebounder for Hastings College in the ball game thus far, Jake Hamburger, he has got 3. Also, Zach Lena, he has got 3 rebounds. Hastings College has got the lead here over NCAA Division II Shadron State at halftime in the second day of the Roadway Inn Classic presented by Hastings College. The Broncos leading the Eagles by a score of 37-27. You're listening to the Valentino's Halftime Show here today. Valentino's get it delivered at 604 South Burlington and Hastings. We'll take a break. Tyson Avronik will then join us for Hastings College Spotlight. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
I was in the hospital as a small child, probably about 10 years old. And I remember one particular nurse named Miss Lemon. She just took such good care of me. It really molded my idea of what a nurse should be, and that's what I wanted to do. I've spent about 44 years at Mary Lanning. I love the change. I love the challenge. I love the career itself. Since I've been ill, I've used almost every department of the hospital. It has really enhanced my feeling of wanting to do more for people because more has been done for me. I have so much support from so many people here in the hospital. That really has been an inspiration to me. I'm Dorothy Streff, Clinical Manager of Home Care and Hospice.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Hebronik for Hastings College Spotlight.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $75 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletics and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band and choir concerts, Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $75 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
This is the Hastings College Spotlight. Good evening, I'm Brad Beam. Joining me on the phone this evening, Holly Sopotka from the Hastings College Alumni Department. A lot of fun things happening at Hastings College this next week. Holly, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate being with you and sharing some of the things going on at Hastings College.
Well, probably if we were to go to Hastings College today, we wouldn't see a lot because the students are already on holiday break.
They are. They get that great full week of Thanksgiving off, which is just wonderful for them to take a little breather before they get back for finals. It's just hard, though, driving around campus and seeing all the cars gone. I just don't like that, but it's good for them to take a break and get ready for finals when they get back. So we'll be excited to get them back here next week.
And when they come back, they are going to be coming back to a week full of fun. There are two different things going on next week we really wanted to talk about at Hastings College. The first of them is on Monday. It's when the Christmas lights officially turn on at Hastings College. Tell me about that.
Yes, that's going to be our lighting of the campus. And in the past, this has been our big Christmas event. And this year, we kind of have changed things up. You know, this November calendar with Thanksgiving being pushed back kind of threw us a little bit because when the students come back, they have a shortened time before their finals are here. So normally we light the campus a little bit earlier, but keeping with the tradition of trying to not to light them until the Thanksgiving holiday is over, we're going to do a smaller ceremony on that Monday night, December 2nd. The students are going to meet in our union and are going to decorate our student union in the Christmas tree, and then they're going to do some caroling around campus to the dorms, ending up in our chapel where there'll be a small ceremony with the students. They'll read the traditional Christmas story with President Jackson and then come out and have the lights. So I think it'll be really nice to welcome them back and get that holiday spirit going with the lights turned on, and then we'll just continue on throughout the week. So I think it'll be the first step of an exciting week.
Is the lighting of the lights next Monday going to be something that the public can come to?
Yes, they sure can come. They can come out, and I think we always love having them here. I think if they've come in the past, they might be expecting the luminary bags and the live nativity, and we're going to kind of hold all of that until our Thursday, December 5th event. But we would we'd always love when the community comes out and supports us. So we would love to have them come out, and festivities will get going around 7, and we hope to be, you know, within that hour, have everything done by 8.
Holly Sopotka from Hastings College joining me on the phone. And you mentioned it, going to hold off the nativity, some of the really big fun stuff till Thursday. That is Hastings Celebrates Day at Hastings College. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so this is our big event for us for Christmas, and we're going to build it around our Festival of Lessons and Carols. This is our traditional, we do this about every other year at least on Hastings College. Sometimes it's every year we do this, the Festival of Nines, Lessons, and Carols. And that is going to be that evening, and so we thought, let's just bookend it and have all of our things that night with the live nativity and with our luminary walk. So there'll be 700 luminary bags lit that will be through the middle of the campus there. People can just drive by if they just want to keep their kids warm. They can come out if they're want. I mean, it's going to be some of the best music you've have had all year, and that starts at 7:10 with our preludes. And that's, I would say, if you're coming out, try to get there by 7 o'clock to get a great seat, and it'll just be a wonderful night, a couple hours of just fabulous music, and then you can have some time to see our students in the live nativity and walk on over to our union where you can grab a cookie and something warm to warm you up. And we might have a few visitors there. I think Bosco the Bronco will be there, and I think maybe Santa might find his way too from the North Pole to be with the kids as well. So I think that's a great night for us, because if it's a night that you can enjoy the music for a few hours, we'll have that for you. If it's a night that you really have 10 minutes to spare in between running to meetings or other activities, there'll be something that you can just drive by and come enjoy it for 10 minutes. So I think there'll be something for everyone in the community.
Holly Sopotka from Hastings College. And then I've heard a few people already ask me about it. The Winnie the Pooh at the theater, that's going to be kind of the bookend of the week. Tell me real quickly about the Winnie the Pooh details.
Yes, the Alpha Psi Omega National Theater Honorary is putting on a Winnie the Pooh Christmas tale, and they always do some sort of children's Christmas play for the holidays. This one, just by saying Winnie the Pooh, we know how popular that is, and this thing will be sold out every day, I'm sure. It's going to be Friday, December 6th at 7:30, Saturday, December 7th at 2 and at 7:30, and Sunday, December 8th at 2. So there's four productions. It's going to be a great time to bring the kids out. They can interact with the characters after the show. We want all ages there. We want your little ones. We want them all. Anybody who can find fun with Winnie the Pooh and a Christmas story is going to be a great time. And that's great too for those little ones to come out to campus. And it's just a nice time before the holidays really get going to take some time with your family.
A whole bunch of fun at Hastings College. After the Thanksgiving holiday is over, we look towards Christmas and those holidays. The lighting of the campus is on Monday, and then the Hastings Celebrates Day is on Thursday, the weekend after that. The Pooh, you got a whole bunch of stuff. If people want to find out more, how do they find out about the events at Hastings College?
Yep, you know what? Our easiest is just going to get to our website at hastings.edu. And just to come there, there'll be information about everything there. If then you have any questions that you need a direct answer, you can reach us at 402-461-7784. And that'll take you right into our marketing office, where you can they can link you up to who you need to be or get you in the right area. So website's always great, or the direct phone, and we can get you in the right way where you need to be.
All right, Holly Sobotka from Hastings College, all the events coming up. Sounds like a lot of fun. Thanks for taking some time to chat with us.
Oh, it's always nice to talk with you. Thank you.
We'll get you back to the basketball game shortly here on KHAS Radio.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Ferrell Arena, as we get set for the second half here today between Hastings and Chadron State. In the second day of the Roadway Inn Classic presented by Hastings College, Broncos have the lead here. It's a 10-point advantage for Hastings, 37-27. And the Broncos will have the opening possession of the second half. And now looks like Chadron State is going to change up their defense a little bit. They have went man-to-man the entire way. Now they're going to switch to maybe a 1-3-1 zone defense as the Broncos attack here. They get a pass down low to Abu Fall, and he scores. Abu Fall scores. That's his first field goal of the ball game after scoring 20 in last night's encounter with Tabor College. 39-27. Hastings College has got the lead. Zach Bargan has got it as he gives it up now to David Downey. Downey brings it to the free throw line. Bounce pass goes down low. Now we got a whistle, and he was out of bounds. That was Nate Boykin. He got the field goal to go down on a reverse layup down there, but he's called for being out of bounds. That is the 14th turnover on Chadron so far in the basketball game. 39-27. Hastings with a 12-point lead. Broncos come back to their offensive zone. Lohman has got a free throw line extended left side. Lohman comes out on top of the Hamburger, fakes the three. Bounce pass goes down low. That's Abu with the ball, puts it up there left-handed. His shot no good. The ball tapped out of bounds by Wells. That's going to be Chadron State coming back the other direction. Bronco basketball today is brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. 39-27, Hastings with a 12-point lead. Here's Josiah Lee with the ball, comes to the near sideline as the Broncos stay with a man-to-man defense. That Bargan brings it to the free throw line, now cuts it down toward the hole, and we got a traveling violation. Bargan ran into nothing but traffic in the lane there. He falls down. A traveling violation is called on Zach Bargan, the Chadron State Eagles. That's turnover number 15 on Chadron. Hastings College has got the basketball back. They're leading by a dozen here in the ball game. We played about a minute and 15 seconds of this second half in Lynn Farrell Arena. Brady Lohman with the ball. Lohman comes across the top. That's Wells out here in 3-point territory to Morris out down in the corner. Lohman drives it to the hole. He's shot off the glass. Is up and in. Brady Lohman scores again. He has got 12 points in the ball game. Hastings with a 14-point lead. 41-27, 18 and a half to play. Here's Josiah Lee with the ball. Right side of the lane, cross-court pass comes to the near side, taking the ball to the hole, and scoring is going to be Holloman. Kendrick Holloman scores. That's his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 4 points. Lohman down to Jake Hamburger. Hamburger brings it back to Brady Lohman. Lohman out here in 3-point territory, looking. Finally goes down in the corner to Morissot. Out of Hamburger. Bounce pass inside to Abu Fall. He goes for the basket. His shot is up and in. So after being shut out in the first half, Abu Fall has come back to hit a couple of field goals here. Earlier in the second half of play, it's now 43-29. Hastings College with the lead. Kendrick Holloman has got the ball deep in the corner. Left side to a Zach Morgan. Dribbles it. Takes it to the elbow left side. Cross-court pass. Far sideline. David Downey is 3-pointer. Is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lohman. Gets the ball ahead to Wells. He drives, shoots, and scores. Lohman gets the assist. Brent Wells gets the field goal. Hastings has built a 16-point lead, and now Shadwood wants to call a timeout. 17 minutes and 28 seconds to play here in the basketball game. It's now Hastings College 45, Shadwood State 29.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at Lindenfeld Arena. Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings out on top of Shadron State, 45-29. Mary Lanning Healthcare is proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Broncos Sports for the 2013-2014 season. Hastings winning last night over Tabor, 76-66. And Hastings right now with a 16-point lead over NCAA Division II Shadron State, 45-29 is the score. Hastings has won six games in a row, looking for number seven here this afternoon on day number two of the Roadway Inn Classic presented by Hastings College this weekend. Doan won the first ball game today over Tabor by a score of 77-75. 45-29 here. The Broncos have the lead. Here's Evan Brooks with the ball, and he's going to be called for the steps. He got knocked off balance out here in 3-point territory right at the top of the key. Kind of lost his balance. They didn't get knocked off balance, but a traveling violation there. That's going to be 16 turnovers on Shadron State. Hastings College will play things in here in backcourt. Morrison will bring things up against Josiah Lee. Gets it in the hands now of Jake Hamburger. Back to Morrison. Cranks up the three. It's not going to be partially deflected by Lee. The ball is loose. Fall has got it. And now we got a whistle. And we got a foul called inside. The personal foul is going to be whistled here on Nate Boykin of Shadron State. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number one of the Eagles here in the second half. Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They lob it into Fall, and Fall's shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but a foul is going to be called. Jake Hamburger is going to be hit with a blocking foul there after the inbounds pass came in there. Hamburger picks up his first foul, the first team foul in the Broncos. We have played 3 minutes here in the second half. It's 45-29. Hastings College has got the lead. Josiah Lee around the screen moves it to the elbow over there on the right side. Now to Zach Morgan. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Gives it up now to Holloman. His shot's going to be short. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch there by Hastings. Somebody may have got a piece of that shot as Kendrick Holloman's shot was far short from close range. It's going to be Bargain inbounding the ball for Shadron State. Zach with it high above his head has to come way out here near the 10-second line to Josiah Lee. Lee puts it on the floor, dribbles to the right side, now reverses the ball, gets it to Holloman. Holloman drives it toward the goal, loses control of it out of bounds. It was knocked out of his hands there by Hamburger of Hastings. So Shadron State will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 12 seconds left in the shot clock. 16:41 to play in the game. Hastings 45, Shadron State 29. They played it into Holloman. His bounce pass down low is intercepted. Intercepted here by Abu Fall as he gets the ball into the hands of Hamburger. Not a woman. Down low, left side to Brent Wells. Kicks it back out to Lohman. Now to Hamburger, to Morsot. Morsot now to Jake out here, 25 feet away from basket. Dribbles once, now to Morsot. He drives underneath the hole, dumps it off to Wells, and his shot is up and in. Morsot gets the assist. Brent Wells gets the field goal. Wells now has 6 points, and Chadron again calls a timeout. Chadron State calls a timeout, 16-15 to play in the ball game. Hastings has built an 18-point lead as the Broncos 47, Chadron State 29.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball today here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So the Broncos will have no midweek game coming up next week. Set their attention on the next Saturday's big ball game with Briarcliff. The Chargers out of Sioux City, one of the teams that are still undefeated in the conference as well. So that will be for the GPAC lead next Saturday as Hastings will take on Briarcliff. Women's game will go at 2 o'clock. The men will follow at 4. We'll be on the air with the pregame show at 1:45 next Saturday here on 1230 KHIS. Josiah Lee has got the ball now for Chadron State. Goes to the far sideline to Chris Taylor. Taylor out to a Zach Bargan. Bargan to the far sideline again to Josiah Lee, picked up by Morsot. As Chadron moves the ball down to Bargan in the corner, brings it up high here. The Brooks is shot from the top of the key. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lohman. Ready, Lohman goes to Morsot down the far sideline, cuts it back to the center of the floor, gets it ahead now to Wells down on the baseline, who returns the ball back out to Lohman. Out of the near sideline, that's going to be a Reinwald with the ball. Back out to Brady Lohman. Here's Brent Wells. Bounce pass to Abu Fall. Abu squares around to the basket. Now backs up, puts it up there off of the glass. No good. Had his own rebound. Lost it. It was knocked out of his hands, and a foul is going to be called in Chadron State. It's going to go on to Zach Barkin. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 2 on the Eagles. He turns to the Hastings College with no midweek game next week, but high school basketball will get underway next week, and we'll have a full slate of games throughout the 2013-2014 season beginning next Thursday night with Hastings St. Cecilia and Columbus Scotus in our season opener. Hastings will play things in. Here's Abu Fall. He grabs it, puts it up off of the glass. He hits it, and he's fouling the play. Abu Fall gets the field goal to go through the hole, and Abu now goes to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play as he is fouling the play here by Chadron State's Chris Taylor. Taylor picks up his second personal foul. Team foul number 3 on the Eagles, and Abu Fall goes to the free throw line for the first time here this afternoon. Trying to make this a 3-point play. He scored 20 in the ball game last night against Tabor College. Abu averaging 8 points per ball game. His shot is up there. The shot is good. Abu Fall gets the free throw to go down, and Hastings has built a 50-29 lead. Hastings has outscored Chadron 13-2 here in the second half. Chadron State back with the basketball. There's Christopher Smith out here in three-point territory. To the near sideline to Chris Taylor, out to Grant Stone. Now they're working to the right side. Brooks has got it down in the corner. Christopher Smith brings it up high on the block, sends it back down in the corner, left side to Stone. He tries to drive. Can't do it. There's a pass underneath the hole. A shot is up and in. Mike Safer scoring there. Safer gets his first field goal of the ball game. It's now a 50-31 ball game. Hastings out on top here by a bunch. Here's Abu Fall. Cross-court pass goes to the left corner. That's the Woolman. He tries to knock it off of a leg of a Eagle. It's Chris Taylor, and he's successful at doing that. So the Broncos will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. So Hastings opening up the second half on a 13-2 run over Chadron State. They now lead by 19 points at 50-31. Here's a key Morsot with the ball. Morsot out here in three-point territory. Sends it back down in the corner, and Lohman lost control of the ball out of bounds. Turnover on Hastings. That's only the 8th turnover on Hastings today. Carson Bloom comes into the ball game. Morsot's going to check out. Here comes John DeWard in there to give Abu Fall a quick breather here. So John DeWard getting expanded minutes for the Broncos now that Dylan Flynn is on the bench for the rest of the season with a torn Achilles tendon that he suffered last Tuesday against the Concordia Bulldogs. Here's Evan Brooks with the ball now for Shadron State to Christopher Smith at the top of the key. Smith gets the ball to Taylor, down to Stone. He drives the baseline, puts up a shot over Lena. No good, rebound to Ward. Don DeWard has got the rebound, the sophomore from Utica. Now the pass goes to the far sideline to Carson Bloom. Here come the Broncos as we approach the 14-minute mark here in the ballgame. Hastings leading by 19 points, 50-31. Ryan Wall to Ward. His shot is up there. It's no good, but he's fouling the play. Don DeWard will go to the free throw line. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Michael Safer, and that's going to be his first. Team foul number four in the Eagles, and going to the free throw line for Hastings will be John DeWard. This will be his first free throw of the season. He scored 2 points in the ball game last night against Tabor College in his first extended time here on the varsity level as he scores a bucket last night. DeWard now going to the free throw line for the first time this year, and his shot is up there. It's going to be no good. He'll get one more. Hastings is a team hitting 72% of their foul shots so far this year. The Broncos have a 19-point lead. It is 50-31. Ward's next free throw is up there and in. So John DeWard, one out of two from the line, and Hastings leading by 20 points. 51-31 over NCAA Division II Shadron State today. Christopher Smith, he drives it, and he runs right into DeWard. And John's going to pick up the personal foul. John picks up his first personal. Team foul number one in the Broncos here in the second half of play. And this will be a two-shot foul as going to the free throw line will be Smith. Christopher Smith will toe the mark. He's a 72% foul shooter. He's 6'1", a junior out of Pasadena, California. As he will toe the mark here, his shot is up there. It's going to be good. He'll get one more shot here. Shadron State hitting 67% of their free throw tosses so far this year. 42% from the field and 29% from three-point territory. Christopher Smith goes back to the free throw line here for the Eagles. His shot is up there. That one is going to be no good. Got him for the rebound, and Zach Lena grabs it. Lena for the Broncos, now to Reinwald, now to Carson Bloom. Carson Bloom will bring it across the 10-second line here as he works against Christopher Smith. Bloom working with the ball. The ball is going to be poked away by Smith. Smith comes down with it, drives, shoots, and scores. Christopher Smith tips the ball away from Carson Bloom. Turnover number 9 on Hastings. It's now a 51-34 ball game. Hastings with a 17-point lead. There's Woolman with the ball. Woolman comes over to Bloom. Bounce pass to DeWard at the high post. The ball's going to be poked away, picked up by Smith. And now we got a whistle here, and a foul is going to be called. That's going to go on John DeWard. That's going to be a second. Here comes Akeem Morrison back into the ball game. Carson Bloom will check out. 13-24 to play. Hastings Island down by 17 points. Our biggest lead has been 20 here in the ballgame. Shadron State will play things in. Smith has got the ball here in backcourt. Brings it across the 10-second line with a pass there to Zach Bargan. Bargan dribbles once, now to Grant Stone. Stone comes over here to Taylor. Down to Bargan in the deep left corner, picked up by Lohman. Zach Bargan with the ball. He dribbles with it, now drives it against Lohman. Takes it into the paint. Skip pass goes over to the right side to Chris Taylor, and he throws up a three-pointer from the deep right corner that goes right through the hole. And now Hastings turns the ball over here in backcourt. Broncos turn the ball away here in backcourt, so Shadron will get to play the ball in here. All of a sudden, it's a 14-point ball game here at 51-37 as Shadron has scored the last 6 points here in the contest. Bargan will play things in to get it to Smith. His three-pointer is put up there. That's through the hole. It's good. Christopher Smith has got 6 points. Hastings wants a timeout here, and they're going to get it. Brent Wells was on the break, and Hastings calls the timeout from the bench. 12 minutes and 51 seconds to play in the ball game. We got us a 12-point contest after Hastings led by 20 just a minute or so ago. 12:51 to play in the game. It's Hastings 51, Shadron State 39.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. TM Sporting Goods features for holiday shopping 20% off selected Under Armour and all Husker gear. Plus the personal service of Steve Verinol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Protein Design.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings getting a little sloppy here, and Chadron State has went on a 10-1 run after Hastings went on a 13-2 run to open up a big lead here in this ball game. But now the lead is back down to 12 points at 51-39. Broncos have a couple of turnovers in the past minute or so. Chadron State has hit on a couple of three-pointers, and bam, just like that, what was once a 20-point lead for Hastings is down to 12 points now at 51-39. Broncos will inbound the ball here underneath their own basket. Morissant looking to play things in. He does to Abu. Abu Fall drives the baseline, stops and puts it up off the window. His shot is up and in. Abu Fall has got 9 points here in the ball game, all nine here in the second half. Hastings now leading by 14, 53-39, 12:38 to play. Smith comes into the near side to Stone. Stone gets it back into the hands of Chris Taylor to the free throw line to Smith. Now over here to Stone as he tries to drive it back out to the top of the key. There's a jumper put up there by Smith. It's up and in right at the three-pointer arc. They give him two. Christopher Smith hits a two-pointer. He's got 8 points in the contest. It's 53-41. Hastings leading by a dozen now with 12:15 to play here in the contest. The key, Morissant has got it. Morissant down to Reinwald as the Chadron State has gone back to a zone defense, and a foul is going to be called as Reinwald was trying to drive the ball inside the free throw circle. Chris Taylor gets hit with his third personal foul. Team foul number five on Chadron State. Hastings will inbound the ball here on the near sideline. Reinwald gets into the hands of Lohman, who looks over the defense. Lohman here on the near sideline sends it back down in the corner. That's Reinwald with the ball. Tobin out to Lohman. Now he spins it off on the left side. That's going to be a Morissant with it. Morissant picked up by Smith. Still 20 seconds on the shot clock. They get it into a Boo Fall. A Boo can't do anything with it. Dribbles out here into three-point territory. Reinwald to Lohman. Lohman gets it to Wells. Back out to Tobin for three. Shot good. Big, big bucket there by Tobin. Reinwald. He has now got 16 points in the ball game. It's 56-41. Hastings down leading by 15 points again. Here's Chris Taylor with the ball. Taylor out to Christopher Smith. Holds it out here in three-point territory. Backs up near the 10-second line. Broncos still in that man-to-man defense. Here's Smith driving the ball down the lane. His pass deflected. Comes to the near sideline. Goes out of bounds. That was last touch by Chadron State. So the Eagles turn it away for the 18th time here in the ball game. It's going to be Hamburger checking in. Here comes Lohman to the bench. 56-41. Hastings leading by 15. Broncos have the ball as we approach the 11-minute mark here in the second half on day number two of the Roadway Inn Classic presented by Hastings College. Wells tries to shuffle the ball down low. It's off of the fingertips of Reinwald, but it was tipped out of his hands by Grant Stone. Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side. Underneath their own basket, it's going to be Morissant triggering things in. Still with 25 left in the shot clock. Morissant looking. Morissant looking. And now a timeout's going to be called. Hastings burns a timeout here as Morissant had problems inbounding the ball. 11 minutes and 10 seconds to play. Here the basketball game will take a break with a score. Hastings 56, Chadron State 41.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS, Hastings. Lynn Farrell Arena, the Osborne Sports Complex today. Hastings with a lead over Chadron State by a score of 56-41. As the Broncos will inbound, Reinwald gets it into a Morissant down in the corner. Akeem down low on the block right side to a Boo Fall. His pass across the lane is intercepted. Intercepted there by Safer. That's a turnover on Hastings. They're 11th of the ball game. Grant Stone has got it now to Smith to Barkin on the right sideline. Barkin comes out to Grant Stone, who comes to the near sideline. That's Chris Taylor with the ball, puts it on the floor, dribbles to the right side, stops, gets it to Smith. A shot inside the free throw circle. It's going to be no good. Ball tap. Grant Stone comes down with it. Here's Safer. A shot from 12. It's going to be no good. Tap try, no good. Ball tapped out. It's still picked up by Grant Stone. His shot in the lane is good, and he's fouling the play. Grant Stone picks up the trash and scores with it. He's got 12 points in the ball game. Hamburger went down on the play, and Jake is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his second. So now it's 56-43. Hastings leading by 13. Shadron State getting four shots to the hole there. And finally they get Grant Stone to convert. Now Grant goes to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. For the Eagles, 56-43. The shot is up there and the shot is good. So Shadron State not going away here. Back to a 12-point deficit for the Eagles. 56-44 as we approach the 10-minute mark here in the second half. Here's Hamburger with the ball, now to Reinwald, as Hastings works against his zone defense of Shadron State. McKee Morris on has got it, now to Hamburger. Up high on the left side of the floor, there's a pass that's going to be deflected. The Hamburger picks her back up. Morris on's got it. This is a very aggressive zone defense here for Shadron State. Here's Tobin Reinwald, drives for the hole. He's going to be fouled into play. Tobin found the seam in the right side of the defense and drove it to the hole, and a personal foul is called on Grant Stone. That's the first foul on Stone. Team foul number 6 on the Eagles. Reinwald will go to the free throw line here for Hastings College. Reinwald has got 16 points in the basketball game. He was fouled in the active shooting. He'll have two shots here. The first one is up there and in. Reinwald now with 17. He's an 85% foul shooter in the season. So Tobin, the last three games, have had games of 17, 15, and now 17 points. And he is back into well, we knew him earlier in his career at Hastings after he suffered that ACL injury a year ago and did not play for the Broncos. His second free throw is up there and in. Reinwald now with 18, 58-44. Hastings College with the lead. Here's Josiah Lee with the ball. The bargain down to Stone on the right sideline. Grant Stone picked up out there by Reinwald. Pass out to the top of the key to Taylor, who moves it to the near side. Down in the corner, that's going to be Stone. His shot for three is going to be up there. No good. Battle for the rebound. Lohman grabs it. Outlet pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Lee. Lee gets the ball now to Grant Stone. He goes for the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. An offensive foul is called on Stone as he runs over a Abu Fall. And that takes some doing as you're going to run over a Abu Fall. He's a big, big boy. Abu stands in there at about 6'7". Weighs about 260 pounds or so as he is knocked down in the play. Hastings will come back the other direction. Shadron State has got 19 turnovers here in this ball game with Hastings. The Broncos have the lead by 14. It is 58-44 with 9 minutes and 38 seconds to play in the basketball game as they mop up where a boo fall had the world come crashing down. Hastings with it now as they bring it into the offensive zone. Morrison has got it. Shadron State still in a zone defense here. Far sideline is Lohman, now to Reinwald, to Morrison. Morrison on the right side. Rainbow pass comes out to Reinwald, now to Lohman, left side. Down in the corner, that's going to be Wells. Skip pass back out to Tobin, top of the key, drives it down the lane. It's not to be blocked down. Tobin's got it back, and then he loses the ball to Bargain. Zach Bargain has got it. Now we got contact made at the 10-second line, and a foul is going to be called on Morrison. Morrison picks up his second personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 5 on the Broncos. Evan Brooks comes into the ball game now for Shadron, replacing Grant Stone. Coming into the ball game for Hastings is going to be Hamburger. Hamburger comes in for Morissot. 9:08 to play here in the basketball game. Hastings with a lead over Shadron State. The score is 58-44. Zach Bargain will inbound to Josiah Lee. Lee out here in three-point territory, picked up by Hamburger. On the far sideline with it now is going to be Evan Brooks. Brooks comes to Safer out here. Top of the key. Brings it back to Bargain. Right sideline. His shot for three is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Bound for the rebound. Josiah Lee has got it. Keeps it alive. Back out to Brooks for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Another offensive rebound to Chris Taylor. Taylor goes back to Bargain underneath the hole. He is trapped down there. Goes up for the shot anyway and hits it. He gets the roll. Zach Bargain. Three shots to the hole there for Shadron State. 58-46. Hastings College leading by a dozen again. The Broncos have the ball. Here's a Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald now to Jake Hamburger to Tobin on the wing on the right side. Cross-court pass goes to Woolman. Entry pass to get it to Wells. Wells can't do anything with it. Dribbles to the top of the key. Brent Wells bounce pass near sideline. Tobin Reinwald bombs it inside. That's Abu Fall. Abu is going to be double-teamed. He dribbles back out in three-point territory and gets it in the hands of Reinwald. Now to Wells at the free throw line. Dumps it down low to Abu. And a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Shadron State. Bargain picks up the personal foul. Check, that's going to go on Nate Boykin. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 7 of the Eagles. Hastings will play things in. They get it to Woolman. A shot from 15. Good. Brady Woolman hits from 15 feet away. Brady with 14 points in the ball game after he scored 17 last night in the ball game against Tabor. Hastings with a 14-point lead again at 60-46. Here's Josiah Lee with the ball. Josiah gets it to Barker, who drives it to the basket, and a foul is going to be called again. On the drive in, it's going to go on Hamburger. That's going to be his third. They're checked. They're going to put that one on to Zach Lena. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 6 on the Broncos. 7:51 to play in the ball game. Hastings 60, Shadron State 46. The Broncos looking to go to 9-1 after this one here this afternoon. Here's Josiah Lee with the ball. Josiah comes out here to Chris Taylor. He drives the ball now against Hamburger. Puts Jake in the air, but won't go up for the shot. Down in the corner, Barkin. His shot for 3 is good. Zach Barkin from the deep left corner scores. He's got 11 points in the ball game. Shadron now down by 11. It is 60-49. Here's Akeem Morrison. Gets it to Hamburger. Jake now directing some traffic. Comes to the near side. Still a zone defense here for Shadron. Abu Fall has got it. Comes out to Lohman. Two-handed pass goes to the far sideline to Morrison. Not a Lohman again. Who gets it to Hamburger. Entry pass to Lena. Dumps it down low to Abu. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but he's hammered on the play. Abu Fall is hammered on the play there by Shadron State. He'll go to the free throw line for 2. The foul is going to go on Nate Boykin. That's going to be his 3rd. So Boykin now with 3 fouls. That's team foul number 8 on Shadron State. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Abu Fall. Abu with 9 points in the ball game. He'll have 2 shots here for the Broncos. You're just joining us. Hastings led at halftime 37-27, led by as many as 20 here in the second half. Now leading by 11 at 60-49. Shot from the free throw line by Abu is going to be no good. They'll get one more. Abu, a 62% foul shooter coming in here. Get hit 15 out of 24 free throws. Abu Fall will have one more shot here at the 7:13 mark of the second half here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Next shot by Abu Fall is up there. That one is good, so he hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. 61-49. Hastings leading by 12 points again. Josiah Lee with the ball. Hands it off here on the near sideline to Chris Taylor. Works it to the far side now to Brooks. I got to Taylor, 25 feet away from the basket. Picked up there by Lohman. Taylor drives it to the elbow. Left side stops there. Good defense by Lohman. We get it to Zach Barkin, who drives for the hole. Shot's going to be blocked down by Abu. And the ball is recovered here by Lohman down the near sideline. Brady Lohman, two-handed pass to the far side. Hamburger for 3. His shot's going to be up there. No good. And rebound comes down to Chris Taylor. Taylor runs her back the other way for Shadron State. Brings it into the offensive zone. Taylor now to Josiah Lee. Drives it down the lane. Kicks it out to Brooks for 3. Right sideline. Halfway down. Falls off. No good. Foul call on the rebound. That baby was halfway down and skipped out there for Evan Brooks. The foul is called here on the rebound. It's going to go on Shadron State. Hastings College will play things in here in backcourt. 6:31 to play. Hastings leading by a score of 61-49. It's going to be Brady Lohman bringing the ball up now for Hastings. Entry pass to Lena, now to Hamburger. Back out to Lohman, top of the key. Hamburger right sideline to Abu down low. His shot is up there and in. Abu Fall all of a sudden has found some offense here in the second half. He's got 12 points, all 12 since halftime. 63-49. Hastings leading in this ball game. Here's Josiah Lee. Goes for the hole. His shot no good. It's going to be out of bounds. Last touch there by Shadron. So Hastings will play things in. And now Shadron wants to call a timeout. Head coach Brent Barkin wants to call a timeout here for the Eagles. 6:03 to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 63, Shadron State 49.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
By the way, we invite you out to lunch on Tuesday for another Bronco Talk. It's going to be at Valentino's of Hastings. All the winter coaches going to be on hand. Bill Gavers will be there. Carrie Hofstetter, the Hastings College women's basketball team, will be there. Also get some soccer talk as the Saco men's soccer team will play in the national tournament. Get some comments from them. You have an opportunity to ask questions during Bronco Talk, so come on out and enjoy lunch with us. And the Hastings College Bronco coaching staff Tuesday will be from 12 until 1 o'clock at Valentino's of Hastings, located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Good chance for you to stay connected with what's going on here with Hastings College Sports. Bronco Talk coming up on Tuesday at Valentino's in Hastings, 12 until 1. Hastings with a 14-point lead, 63-49. Here's a Jake Hamburger now for the Broncos as they work with it in their offensive zone. And Chadron State has gone back to a man-to-man defense now. They have been the zone throughout much of this in the second half. Zach Lena has got it left side of the lane. Zach Lena backs up. Here's a bounce pass down low. Fall has got it. A Abuish shot off of the glass is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Boykin. Boykin for Chadron State into the hands of Josiah Lee. Dribbles to the top of the key. Hands the ball away. That's Stone with it now. Stone down in the corner to Chris Taylor. Taylor, two-handed pass, goes in the opposite corner. The ball is deflected out of bounds by Hamburger. Trying to set up Evan Brooks for a three-pointer. As that pass went from the left corner to the right corner, Hamburger got his hands on it and knocked it out of bounds. Shadman will play things in. Baseline, left side, underneath their own basket. Grant Stone triggering things in. Comes out here in the three-point territory. With the ball, there is Lee. Lee now to Brooks on the near sideline. Evan Brooks with the ball. Back out to Josiah Lee. 13 on the shot clock for Chadron State. Pass to Grant Stone. He dribbles the ball down the lane. Kicks it out in the corner. Left side, Chris Taylor. Shot for three is no good. Offensive rebound down there by Boykin. He goes back up. His shot is going to be good. We got a whistle, and it's going to be a foul here and a boo fall. Nate Boykin hits the field goal. Fall is it with a personal foul. That's going to be his third. So Nate Boykin now goes to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. And the ball game now for Hastings College is going to be Tobin Reinwald. Hamburger will come to the bench. 5 minutes and 2 seconds to play here in the second half. Hastings is leading Chadron State by the score of 63-51. And Nate Boykin will go to the free throw line for the first time here this afternoon. Boykin, a junior out of Los Angeles, California. His shot is up there, and the free throw is going to be good. Boykin hits on a three-point play. That's his first scoring opportunity here in this ball game today. Chadron not going away. It's now an 11-point lead for Hastings, 63-52. Broncos have the ball. Here's a blue fall down in the corner to the left side. Fall is going to drive the baseline. Fall gives it up now to Tobin Reinwald. Out to Woolman out here in three-point territory. Zach Lena on the right sideline. Lena comes out to Woolman between the circles. Brady Woolman's going to drive it behind his screen from Fall. Takes it all the way to the basket. His shot is up there. It's no good, but he's fouled in the play. Abu Fall set his screen out here right at the top of the three-point arc. Woolman cut off of his right side there, right to the hole. And he has fouled in the play as Brady now goes to the free throw line here for the Broncos. The foul is going to go on Boykin. That's going to be his third. Team foul number 9 in the Eagles. So Brady Woolman to the free throw line. He's got 14 points in the ball game. That's the 9th team foul called on Chadron State here in the second half. This will be a two-shot opportunity as the free throw is up there and in. Michael Safer coming into the ball game now for Chadron State. Coming to the bench will be Nate Boykin. Also coming in is going to be Christopher Smith, and going out will be Josiah Lee. Also checking in there for the Eagles will be Zach Bargan. Checking out will be Evan Brooks. And checking in for Hastings is going to be Brent Wells, and Zach Lena will come to the bench. 4 minutes and 35 seconds to play. Here in the second half, Hastings has got a 12-point lead over Chadron State, 64-52. Shot from the free throw line by Lohman is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Chadron State down the right sideline. Christopher Smith has got it. Smith gets it into the hands of Grant Stone. Down to a Chris Taylor out here in three-point territory. Picked up there by Reinwald. There's Bargain with the ball. They move it down in the deep right corner. Now to Chris Taylor. Brings it up high on the block. Cuts for the hole. Jump pass goes down in the deep left corner to Smith for three. Shot good. Christopher Smith nails a three-pointer from the deep left corner. That's been the hot spot here for the Eagles here in the second half. Christopher Smith has got 11 points in the ball game. It is 64-55 now. Chadron State down by 9 points. Still plenty of time just by the four-minute mark. Here's Brent Wells with the ball deep in the left corner. Bounce pass goes to Abu. Abu drives the baseline, and the foul is going to be called. Abu Fall trying to take the ball in the hole there, and he's going to be fouled into play. Michael Safer picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second foul. Team foul number 10. On Chadron State. Under the free throw line is going to be Abu Fall. He has got 12 points in the ball game. This will be a two-shot foul for Abu. Abu looks up there, and he connects on the free throw. Hastings back out to a 10-point lead now. It's 65-55. Broncos at a 20-point lead. Actually, a 21-point lead at one point. 50-29 after they open up the second half on a 13-2 run. Abu's second free throw is going to be good. After Hastings had that 13-2 run, Chadron State gets right back into things, and so they went on a 10-1 run over Hastings. So now the Broncos are leading by 11 points at 66-55 with 3 minutes and 47 seconds to play in the game. Bargan has got it. Now to Chris Taylor. Back outside. Three-pointer by Stone is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Reinwald. Tobin Reinwald gets the rebound. Now he's going to dribble out of there against Bargan. Dribbles behind his back. Dribbles behind his back again as he brings it into the offensive scoring zone. Tobin Reinwald down to Morissette. Now we got a foul away from all the action. Coming on the far side, a foul is going to go on Reinwald. Tobin picks up his third personal foul. Hastings down with 13 turnovers in the ball game as Reinwald is hit with a personal foul. That's team foul number 8 on the Broncos here in this second half. So Chadron State back with the ball. Here's the Christopher Smith. Smith is going to drive the ball against Morissette, puts Morissette in the air, goes up for the shot. It's going to be no good, but he's fouled in the play. And the personal foul is going to go on Morissette. That's going to be his third foul. That's going to send Chadron State to the free throw line. So Bronco basketball for you today. You're on 1230 KHAS Hastings. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Going to the free throw line will be Christopher Smith. He's got 11 points in the ball game, and his shot is up there. It's going to be no good. He is now 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. Down to the scorers table for Hastings, and checking in will be Fall. Checking out will be Lena. So back to the free throw line for Chadron State is going to be Christopher Smith. Junior from Pasadena, California. His shot is up there. He misses that one as well. The rebound comes down to Stone, so he keeps the ball alive here for Chadron State. Hastings giving up some offensive boards in this ball game today, and I'm sure Coach Gabers won't be happy with that on the postgame show. Grant Stone has got it top of the key, drives it down the lane, kicks it down in the corner. Smith for three. He misses it this time off of the front iron, and the rebound comes down to Reinwald. Not a woman. Under 3 minutes to play in the ball game. Hastings out on top, 66-55. Hakeem Morissette down the left sideline, leads it for Lohman. Lohman out to Tobin here on the near sideline. Tobin back out to Lohman. Between the circles as he moves it on the left wing. That's Hakeem Morissette. There's a pass down on the baseline. It's going to be out of bounds, but it's going to be knocked out. Now we got a personal foul down there as well. It's going to go on Zach Bargan of Chadron State. That's going to be his second. That's going to send Brent Wells to the free throw line here for Hastings. Wells is hit for 6 points in the ball game today on 3 field goals. This will be his first free throw opportunity. He's 58% from the line this season. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Wells will have another one. Here comes Lena back into the ball game, and Abu is going to come to the bench. 67-55. Hastings out on top by 12 points here with 2 minutes and 40 seconds to play. We'll have the player of the game and the coach's postgame show coming up after the ball game here today. Brent Wells, it's his second free throw. Brandon Pippinger comes back into the ball game now for Chadron State. 68-55. Hastings with a 13-point lead over NCAA Division II Chadron State here today. Zach Bargan has got it. Cuts it to the center of the floor. Now dribbles to the elbow right side and dumps it away to Pippinger. And his shot is up and in. Brandon Pippinger scores. He's got 6 points. 68-57 with 2:20 to play in the ball game. There's Brent Wells. He's going to be grabbed over there by Bargan. Zach commits the personal foul. That's going to be his third. And that's going to send Wells back to the free throw line for Hastings College. 2:17 to play. Hastings out on top of Chadron State by a score of 68-57. As Brent Wells will go back to the free throw line. He hit a couple of free throws just a few seconds ago. Looked to add to his total right here, and he's 3 for 3 on free throws as that one goes right down the hole and rings the gong. He's now got 9 points in the ball game here. 69-57. Hastings leading by a dozen again. Their biggest lead has been 21 here in the second half. Next shot by Wells is up there. That one is good. Wells now in double figures with 10 points. He had just two last night in the ball game against Tabor. Running the ball back the other way is going to be Smith. Gets by Morissette, goes for the hole and scores. Christopher Smith racing in the offensive zone against Morissette, took it right to the hole and scores. Smith now with 13 in the ball game, 70-59. Hastings with a lead. Morissette, his passing will be deflected. It's picked up by Woolman on the right sideline. Woolman is now double teamed. He's going to be fouled into play. Woolman is going to be fouled into play here by Chris Taylor, who can't believe that call. Didn't touch him. Woolman will go to the free throw line. Brady Woolman with 15 in the ball game. He is 2 out of 3 for the charity stripe. Hastings still with an 11-point lead, 70-59. As out from the free throw line by Woolman, is going to be up and in. Woolman will have one more. 71-59. Hastings with a lead as Brady throws up his second free throw. That one is up there and good. So Hastings hitting some free throws down the stretch here to maintain this double-digit lead. 72-59 with a minute and 53 seconds to play. Here's Smith with the ball, leaves it for Stone. Stone behind a screen from Bargan. Can't put up a shot. Good defense here by Wells. They drop it down. Lowers the shot, put up there. No good by Pippinger. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Lena with the rebound. He gets it into the hands of Morissette. Now to Woolman. Woolman will clear things out. He'll bring things up now. One-on-one against the Chris Taylor. Woolman in the offensive scoring zone as he crosses the 10-second line. Pass comes over here to Morissette. Now to Woolman. Down to 90 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings with the lead. Brent Wells has got it. Now to Woolman out near the 10-second line. Lena sets a screen. Woolman gets away out here, still dribbling out in 3 points here. It's only 9 seconds in the shot clock. Woolman drives the ball to the hole. Contact made, puts up a shot. It's good. No foul called. Brady Woolman gets the field goals. He went one-on-one there with the Chris Taylor. Woolman now with 19 points in the ballgame. Hastings back out to a 74-59 advantage. There's a shot thrown up. There's going to be no good by Smith, and the rebound comes down to Reinwald. Under a minute to play in this one. Hastings about ready to lock up their ninth win of the 2013-2014 campaign here tonight. As they're going to pick up their second win here in this Roadway Inn Classic presented by Hastings College this weekend. Ryan Waller's got it. Now Zach Lena, now to Woolman here on the near sideline. Brady Woolman behind his screen. Moves the ball all the way down the left side of the lane. His scoop shot is up there, and he hits that one. Nice shot by Brady Woolman, putting on a show. He's got 21, and the Broncos lead 76-59. Here's Christopher Smith coming back the other way with 25 seconds to play. To Chris Taylor out to Bargan, drives it down the lane. There's a bounce pass deflected. It's picked up by Bargan, and the shot is up and in. Bargan's now got 13 points in the ball game, 17 seconds to play. Woolman down the left sideline, brings it back into the forecourt. Woolman circles around, and that's going to be the ball game as Woolman just comes out near the 10-second line, holds on to the ball. 7 seconds to play. Brady Woolman just dribbles with the ball here against the Shadron State. 1 second, that's the ball game. Hastings wins it. So Hastings College wins the ball game over Shadron State today in the Roadway Inn Classic. Hastings going 2-0 this weekend to increase their record to 9 wins and 1 loss. Hastings picks up a 15-point win today over Shadron State. The final is 76-61. Back with a recap after this.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. For the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels downtown Hastings and downtown Kearney.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings College knocks off Shadron State today. Men's College basketball 76-61. Hastings jumped out to a 6-0 lead in the ball game here today. Chadron came back to tie things up at 6 points apiece. We were tied up at 11. Chadron went ahead. Their biggest lead of the ball game was 5 points at 18-13. But Hastings comes back to tie things up in the first half at 20. Also at 22. Then he went on a 10-2 run to lead 32-24 with 3:38 to play in the first half. Hastings led by 10 at halftime, 37-27. Open up the second half on a 13-2 run. They go out on top by 21 points. Their biggest lead of the ball game at 50-29. Chadron State came back and outscored Hastings 10-1. As they get back into the ball game, they pulled within 9 points in the second half at 64-55, but could not get any closer than that. And Hastings wins it tonight by a score of 76-61. Broncos getting 21 points today from Brady Lohman, 18 from Tobin Reinwald, 14 from Abu Fall, and 10 for Brent Wells. Other scores for the Broncos, Jake Hamburger, he had 6 points today, 3 for Akeem Morrison, and 1 for John DeWard. So 21 points from Brady Lohman, 18 from Tobin Reinwald, 14 from Abu Fall, all in the second half, and 10 from Brent Wells, leads Hastings to their ninth victory in 10 starts here this season. Chadron State, they were led today by Grant Stone, Christopher Smith, and Zach Bargan. All three had 13 points apiece. The other scores for Chadron, Brandon Pippinger, he had 6 points in the ball game, 4 for Evan Brooks, 4 for Kendrick Holloman, 3 points for Nate Boykin, 3 for Chris Taylor, and 1 for Josiah Lee. Chadron State, they dropped to 3 wins and 2 losses on the season. Hastings College, they improved to 9-1. Next action for Hastings will be next Saturday as the Broncos will take on Briarcliff here at home. They got the final shooting numbers in the ball game. Hastings shot 70% from the field in the second half. They were 12 out of 17 from the field after halftime today. They shoot 54% from the ball game. The Broncos were 25 out of 46 for 54.3%. Chadron was 25 out of 56 for 44%. The Broncos were 4 out of 12 on three-pointers for 33%. Chadron State, 7 out of 23 for 30%. From the free throw line, Hastings, 22 out of 26 from the line for 84%. Chadron was 4 out of 8 for 50%. The rebounds, Hastings out-rebounding a much taller team here in Chadron State, 28 to 25. The Broncos had 5 offensive rebounds, 23 on defense. Chadron State had 9 offensive rebounds and 16 on defense. The Broncos had 16 turnovers in the ball game, 19 for Chadron State. The Broncos with 3 block shots and 6 steals. And Chadron State had no block shots and 7 steals. Hastings College wins it today over Chadron State by 15. The final score of 76-61. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
This is the player of the game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online www.hastingstribune.com.
Hastings College wins it here tonight over Chadron State. The final score of 76-61. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Again, some good offensive performances for Hastings today. Brady Lohman leads the way. He's got 21 points in the ball game, hit 8 out of 14 from the field today, 1 out of 5 on three-pointers. Tobin Reinwald, 18 points. Abu Fall scores 14, all in the second half of play, and Brent Wells had 10 points, all candidates for player of the game. We'll come back and name our winner right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers and the Hastings Tribune, and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune Classified and circulation services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Our player of the game today for Hastings College will be Brady Lohman. He comes up with 21 points in the ball game. He had 10 in the first half, 11 more in the second half as he kind of took over things here today for Hastings. 8 out of 14 from the field. He was 1 out of 5 on the three-pointers today. For the free throw line, Lohman was 4 out of 5. Also grabbed 6 rebounds, scores the 21 points, dishes out 5 assists in the contest today as he plays 36 minutes and 39 seconds out of 40 minutes today for the Broncos as Hastings wins this ball game by 15 over NCAA Division II Chadron State. The final is 76-61. Brady Lohman, our player of the game today for Hastings College. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online at www.hastingstribune.com.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
Our post-game coverage continues with the coach's post-game show. Now, it's back to the court with the voice of the Hastings College Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
So Hastings College wins it here this afternoon over Chadron State, the final of 76-61 as the Broncos improve to 9 wins and 1 loss in the season as Hastings assistant coach Chip Baugh and make his first appearance here on the postgame show. Chip, good to see you again, bud.
Good seeing you.
I'll tell you what, your Hastings College basketball team right now playing in midseason form. You guys got to be extremely pleased with what you're seeing here.
We are. Kids are really working hard. They've showed good teamwork and doing a lot of nice things with the basketball.
This start to the season sitting at 9-1, is this a surprise to you guys?
Oh, a little bit. I mean, we thought we had some tough games. We've had some good fortune getting ahead of teams and making them come at us and played well with the lead. This is a great group of kids. I mean, 1 through 16 has just been a great group to work with.
Has that been the key this year, staying ahead of teams and making them chase you, like you said?
I think so. I mean, I think that it's been a good situation for us right now. We're going to hopefully keep doing that. But, yeah, I think it really has. I think it's added to the confidence we've had. We've played pretty well at home. And there's a big stretch coming up for us. Our next 3 games are conference games, 2 are at home, and a big stretch for us here.
We kind of talked to before we went on. We're just waiting for the day when we play again, when the ball doesn't go in the hole, or we have a problem with the defenses and have a lot of turnovers. Is this a team that is going to be good enough to overcome something like that?
I think so. They're got a great mental attitude about them and great perseverance. I think they've shown a good ability to handle a little adversity. But you're right. I mean, we've had some good fortune. We've built some leads and made people come at us and we're a pretty good free throw shooting team down the stretch.
Free throws were the key last night. You outscored Tabor like 22-7 from the free throw line last night. And tonight, the same story. You hit 22 out of 26 from the free throw line. Chadron, only 4 out of 8. So when you can gain, 18, 20 points from the free throw line, you got to like your chances.
Great advantage. And these kids have done a nice job of really making defenses guard us. You know, I mean, really getting into gaps and getting seams taking chances, because you just have to do that, and win the free throw battle is a big part of that.
Why have you guys gotten to the line like 3 times as many times as your opposition this weekend?
You know, I think that again, I think we've done a good job on both ends of the ball. I think our help side defense has been very good, which allows people to not get to the free throw line because they can't get all the way to the hole, and I think our kids have taken advantage, and so that's just good basketball. I really believe that Our kids do a nice job of that. They've made some great reads, and you're right. Winning the rebound battle, winning the free throw battle, that's a great way to start.
Yeah, you guys win the rebound battle tonight against a much taller team, and Chatham State maybe a little bit more physical than you guys.
Yes, I agree. Coach Rader and I kind of laughed. You know, we've lost the rebound battle one time this year, and that's been our loss. And so, you know, it kind of starts with that. You limit people's opportunities, and so there's no coincidence in that when Benedictine out rebounds, we've lost, and all our other games we've won it. So
37-27 at halftime. Then you open up the second half on a 13-2 run to go out to your biggest lead at 21 points. You guys came out of the locker room at halftime. You were ready to go.
Yeah, we had a nice little run. Then we let them have whatever three threes in a row, and yeah, all of a sudden it was a ball game again. But no, we really are, and we've kind of really emphasized that a little bit. We played some really good defense in the first half, so now we're hoping to continue to sustain defensive battle for 40 minutes.
Dylan Flynn, we lost him Tuesday night at Concordia, and when we talked to Coach Gavers both nights here, you guys are trying to feel out how to replace him. I think we found a couple of guys that can pick up the scoring load for us, and Abu Fall, who had a great weekend.
He really did. Abu's played really well for us, and you know, we feel awful for Dylan. He's such a great kid, and it's been, you know, like I said, it's a really good senior group and stuff, but you know, we don't skip a beat with Abu, and Johnny DeWard's coming in and gave great minutes, and obviously it's been nice to see Tobin Reinwald just continue to get more confident and just stronger with his knee and everything.
And John DeWard, he's not going to be a scoring machine. You're just kind of looking for some minutes out of him to burn some minutes, aren't you?
I think so, you know, and really Johnny's done some night. He's a better 15-foot shooter than a lot of people think, and he's an awful good athlete. He's a super hard worker, and so we're looking for good minutes out of him.
He's a sophomore kid. He's going to have to maybe step up down the stretch here for you guys and maybe play more. He played 10 minutes last night, played 5 minutes tonight, so that's a kid who probably will get some more minutes as the season wears on.
I think in the conference, again, in certain teams with the bigs that they have, we're going to have to play both bigs. I mean, that's been the one, you know, bonus we've had. We've had four kids that can kind of guard the post, and that's been beneficial. So Johnny's going to have to just fill that void that Dylan, doesn't give us. And stuff.
So Hastings College will now have a whole week to prepare for Briarcliff, another team that is undefeated in the conference. So that'll be maybe one of your first big ball games, and that's going to be next Saturday right back here at home.
Right back here at home. We had such a great crowd that first night with Doan, a very excitable crowd and everything. And you're right, Briarcliff's a team that scored 100 points again last night. I think they beat somebody 102 to 90-something, and so they can put points on the board. But we're real excited for it. We got a week to prepare, you know, getting back into the conference games is something that's going to be very exciting for us.
Okay, Chip, we'll see you next week.
Thanks, Mike.
Yep, Chip Baugh, he's the assistant coach of Bill Gavers here at Hastings College after the Broncos pick up the win here today over Chadron State. The final score is 76-61. We'll get our final comments right after this.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
So Hastings College shoots 70% in the second half from the field, 12 out of 17. They go on to beat Chadron State today by 15 points at 76-61. Hastings outscoring Chadron in the second half, 39-34. Another big performance out of Brady Lohman, our player of the game today, 21 points for Brady, 18 points from Tobin Reinwald coming off of the bench, 14 from Abu Fall, all in the second half of play, and Brent Wells scoring 10. Hastings now 9-1 in the season. They are 4-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings winning both games here in the Roadway Inn Classic presented by Hastings College this weekend, beating Tabor last night 76-66, and beating Chadron State today by 15 points at 76-61. Next Saturday, it will be Briarcliff. The Chargers coming in here out of Sioux City. Airtime will be at 1:45. The women's game will go at 2, and the guys will follow at 4 o'clock. It'll be a big Saturday next week. Both the Hastings College men and women up against tough challenges next week in Briarcliff. That'll be the next Bronco broadcast here on 1230 KHS. We'll start our high school coverage this week as well. We'll have some high school basketball on Thursday and Friday nights here on 1230 KHS. So we're into the basketball season. Hastings College has won 9 out of their first 10 games. The Broncos sitting at 9-1 in the season with Briarcliff coming up on Saturday. That'll do it from the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. From my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show. Catch the excitement of Hastings College basketball home and away all season long on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports.